Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, the globalists have created a fraudulent economy where they can pick the winners and the losers and can insider trade in every economy, every market, and shut down their competition. It's unbelievable. But fraud destroys overall productivity and wealth, and they can't paper over it forever. They're going to try to paper over it with secret police, black uniforms, armored vehicles, drones. It's not going to work. And I suggest the path of prosperity and renaissance. Let's go to your phone calls ahead of Phil Salente joining us. I appreciate Jonathan in Georgia holding. Jonathan, you're on the air worldwide, then Joseph, Reese, and others.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you for calling.
Good. Well, a couple things I wanted to say. One was something that you mentioned earlier about how the older generations just did everything. And I just, my grandfather died 5 years ago from Alzheimer's, and he was one of those guys that you couldn't list on three pages of notebook paper all the things that he was a master of.
They didn't watch television unless it was once a week to watch a ball game. They did things and they liked to work.
And work hard and work to be the best. And so, yeah, that's absolutely.
And they enjoyed working.
Enjoyed it so much that they would, and he tried to teach me so many things, and I did take some from what he gave me, but I look at myself now, and I just look at, and then I compare.
Yeah, as bad as modern good old boy gun owning libertarians are, black, white, old, young, I don't care. Compared to what our forebears were jellyfish, and then us compared to yuppies and trendies.
Well,
I mean, yeah. we are like our grandfathers to us, to the trendies. You understand that? I mean, the trendies literally do not know what planet they're on.
Alex, it's good to take vaccines and drink fluoridated water. I mean, it's just, you're crazy.
I can laugh at you. It gives me power. Global warming's real, dummy. You've been discredited. With no, just the word discredited. You've been discredited.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, really? You're intellectual giants. They're morons. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, because they wear different colored socks and the handlebar mustache. I guess that says it all. Plus their tattoos that are just so cool. Look at me.
Well, I mean, I'm not against people. They want to have a beard or a mustache or tattoos or whatever, because there's some of them that are really cool and our listeners are like that. The point is, we all know the type that are big government supporters, and they think they're so cool because they're conforming to what's on television. You're a total chump. You're be yourself, you moron. But they've been raised since birth watching TV, so they don't have a self. Do you understand that? They think it's weird, okay, that we've got testosterone and that we like women and that we like fast cars. And we are the weirdos of them. You understand that? They call us gorillas.
You know, well, one thing, obviously not a paid plug, but the Nation Iodine is unbelievable. It really does supercharge you. And I'm actually.
It's no joke. That's why we only got three products. And we have one food product, the coffee that's so good at InfoWarsLife.com. But we only have three products now in like 6-8 months because we just keep battling and battling and battling to try to get the very best. And we just, it's almost impossible to get totally pure, totally clean, organic. And put out everything we want to. It's just, and so I may just be honest when we come up with stuff and say, this is the cleanest we can find. Anybody that says they're clean, cleaner than us, and I'm not in competition, it's just they're full of it. I mean, it is really hard in this world to bring people stuff that's not contaminated. Go ahead.
Yeah, just real quick, and then I'll let you get to someone else. But just a modicum of criticism is, every time you bring up the devil or God, and then you always kind of, justify it with, well, even if it doesn't exist, and you believe that it exists. I know you do because I've listened to you long enough.
No, I don't believe it. I know it, buddy.
Well, then, stop.
Oh, here it comes, the crystal vision. Keep my vision to myself.
Well, just stop placating to the people that don't. I mean, because half the stuff you've said over the course of your 18 years, people didn't believe.
No, you listen, you're missing what I'm saying, but I think it's important that I quantify it. As we go to Gerald Salente, I'm gonna explain where I stand on the other side. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Wave feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployment, deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Is that not the prettiest saxophone ever? That's the beauty of humanity right there. That's demanding higher quality. That's supporting what's beautiful. The CIA, it's now been declassified, we already knew this, put out ugly art, ugly music, on purpose to screw up the world so people couldn't differentiate good from evil. That was declassified last year. And you can put out whatever ugliness you want, but on average, people resonate with what's beautiful. They wanted us to see no difference between something ugly and something beautiful. That's what Gerald Celente talks about. You start by dressing nice, having respect for yourself, turning off your television more, talking to your neighbors, buying local. He's going to cover the waterfront with us on war and the economy and this 1929 chart. The Wall Street Journal's reporting on so much. But I don't do pre-interviews with folks like Gerald Celente. I'm going to ask him in a moment what he wants to cover first. We had a caller earlier. Emma's just spent a few minutes on this and go to Gerald, the last caller, and he said, look, I got a beef. You talk about how the elite are into the occult, how the elite are into Satanism because it's all about them and dominating others and pure power. But then you say, even if there isn't a devil or a god, humans in this archetype, a.k.a. Joseph Campbell, a.k.a. Carl Jung, the psychology, are manifesting it, and cultures manifest the same tyrannies over and over again. You have the rise of Greece, city-states, and then decline, same decadence. The rise of the Roman Republic, incredible moral science, you know, honorable people, become corrupt, degenerate again, and collapse. The same cycle. And they always get into the same behavior. Aztecs, Mayans, African tribes, human sacrifice, dominance, serial killer type sadists get in control and set up systems where people submit to them. And the whole world becomes a system based on the likes and dislikes and the palate, the taste of the worst people in society. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So, I am a Christian, raised a Christian, and I believe in the teachings of Christ, and I personally have had spiritual experiences that are private. But I don't put people down who don't believe it or who question it because of the corrupt churches and the whole system. I don't judge them as bad as the state-run religion is in this country across the board. Not just Christianity. They've infiltrated all the groups, the Muslims, the Hindus. The atheists have kind of become the democratic type, a government-worshipping group. We've had famous atheists on who actually agree with that, like Stefan Molyneux. He says, no, it's true. They just get rid of God and then worship the state. That's why you say you have God-given rights because that's above the state. So if you don't believe in God but in the system of God-given rights, you're a humanist. You are on top, not the state. So my issue is the system wants to get rid of the real teachings of Christ. I believe in God. I know it's real. But I don't get mad at Jesse Ventura, who's my friend, who doesn't believe in it. I don't get mad at people. So all I'm saying is, whether you believe in the devil or not, there is human destructive parasitic enslavement systems going into place that we should morally say are wrong. Well, they tell you in psychology there is no right and wrong, there is no morals, but do what we say or you're racist. Turn your guns in or you're, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all guilting. They just don't want you to have a moral compass that you set so they can set yours for you. That's what I'm saying. So that's the issue. I'm an inclusive broadcast here, and I don't judge people that believe in other things. I believe enough in my thoughts and in what I'm trying to put out that I believe it's going to lead people more to my point of view, but I'm not going to beat them over the head with it. Some of the most corrupt, out-of-control people are these churches and these clergy response teams and these systems. It's all a bunch of Pharisees, just like in Christ's time, up on the hill saying, I pray in public, I'm good, everybody else is bad. That would make me an atheist looking at those people. But I know that God will say, I didn't know you. And you can call it, you know, we're going to Joe Salente. Martin Luther King talked about the universe bends towards justice. Whatever. There is justice. There is right and wrong. I know you got so much, Gerald, and I appreciate you coming on when you already came on just a few weeks ago, but back by popular demand, trendsresearch.com, trendsjournal.com. And I want to get into all the latest trends. Things are really moving quick. We appreciate the update. But you just heard this topic I introduced, kind of a curveball here. What is your view on what I just said?
I agree with you 100%. You believe what you believe in. You don't tell anybody else what they should believe in. And you live by it. And that's really all it's about. And the people that proselytize, you know, that's their own trip. And they shouldn't throw it on anybody else. And it's, you know, only speaking for myself, because you know the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. And my definition of hell is taking that last breath and knowing that you lied to yourself and you weren't the person who you said you were or could have been. And when all of these people talk about, you know, the politicians particularly, what will their legacy be? How will history judge them? History doesn't judge you. You judge yourself. What's your legacy? Ask your soul. Who could care less?
Are you proud of what you've done? Gerald, I know you coined that statement you say when you come on this show. Repeat that again, because I think that is a great, profound description of life and sums up what all honorable men and women believe in. is that I make mistakes in the passion. I'm not perfect. But in the final equation, I really want people to succeed. I want to be good. I want to leave the world a better place than I came in. Because of my ancestors, so many of them were so honorable. It's about your family name. It's about class. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. You know, every morning I meditate and it's try to clear my mind. You know, I want to keep the movie playing all the time, so I try to quiet it. And something I got into probably within the last year, you know, the guys have been up here to the Trends Research Institute, and I have a wall of the ancestors, my grandparents, my great-grandmother, my parents, aunts and uncles. And I'm looking at it one day, and I said to myself, all I am are their DNA. I didn't get here on my own. I just didn't pop out of there. You know, it's all of this DNA. So I've got into the custom of every day and continually thinking throughout the day of thanking them for all that they've given me and all that they've taught me. Because all I am, as I see it, again, not speaking for anyone, is parts of them and a respect for the elders. For all they, I remember my father, may his soul rest in peace, I'd be complaining about something. And he said, you know, you're always, you know, bitching and moaning about something. He said, I'm going to tell you something. I do 100 times more for you than my dad did for me. And it was true. And they came here as immigrants. They lost everything. They were upstate New York. They came as farmers and they got wiped out in floods. And, you know, they had to separate the kids and they grew up with aunts and uncles, you know. So I appreciate, and now as I become an adult, I understand more and more what they did give me. And as you mentioned, I'm not close to the guy that I was when I was in my, you know, growing up. Yeah, I look back at the things that I did. Oh, my God, I did that, you know. So to me, it's about leaving this life on a high note. And the high note is simply being true to yourself. You know the truth within. Everybody does. Everybody knows it. You could BS all you want. Man, when the lights go out, and if you have time to think of that last thought, you're going to know what truth or lies are.
And that's it. And it's an inside job to change the world and fix it. We've got to change it one person at a time. And we've got to have respect for ourselves, as you've said, Gerald. Finish up with talking about having respect for yourself. And then I want to come back and get into all the war news and economic news with you.
Well, you know, it's dignity and respect takes a lot of levels to it. You know, I go out, every time I go out, you know, I look around and I can't believe what the people have come to look like. And it's a reflection on, you know, who they are and what they become, what they eat, what they think, what they watch. And, but it really goes much deeper than that as I think about it. And again, this is only the way I see it. It's about dignity, courage, and self-respect. Because when you have those elements, you don't take anybody else's baloney. You don't, if you look up to your political leader, as I see it, you're looking down to yourself. So why would anybody want to do that? So, yeah, as I'm, you know, it's like the headlines. All of a sudden, this is big news. This is today's New York Times. The world's going to crap, right? We got all these problems going on. Front page story. Before coming out, a hard time coming up. And this is about this Michael Sam who announced that he's gay. What the hell do I care? The gays have been out of the closet now for how long? I got loads of gay friends. Who cares? And then I hear Michelle Obama say that this should be an inspiration to us. Hey, man, that's his trip. I don't care who he's with, who's doing what to who. That's not my business. I don't care. And number two, it's not an inspiration for me. It's his trip. And number three, Michelle, or do I have to call her Her Highness?
Oh, I'm sick of them making her a movie star and all these other politicians and Hillary. Like you said, politics is show business for ugly people. I'm sick of them.
Well, not only that, I say Her Highness because we heard Obama say basically it's good to be king. You know, I could do anything that I want. I saw it on your website. And by the way, great article by Kurt Nemo on what's going on in Ukraine, and I like to talk about that later. But when I say, you know, these people, Then the hypocrisy after her making all the news about how great this is. And again, do what you
want. Oh, I agree. I mean, is Obama auditioning for a Mel Brooks movie to say it's good for being king? And they're like catapulting people?
Yeah, now the thing is, in 2008, he said he was against gay marriages. How's that for hypocrisy?
It's all just politics. It's a bunch of people that have no rudder. They don't stand for anything. More and more in my life, even I disagree with somebody, if they're consistent, I admire it. Because, I mean, you got to have consistency. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente to get into all this and more. Ukraine, the economy, stay with us.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG, aspartame, or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did Thomas Jefferson say? Wolves. Gerald Celente is our guest. We'll take some of your phone calls all over the map for him coming up, 800-259-9231. Please address your questions to Gerald, 800-259-9231. Gerald, going back to you in the short segment, long segment coming up, obviously the craziness is getting out of control. I want to get into Ukraine, the economy, all of it, but stuff's so crazy now, I can't even believe it. And if I'm becoming almost passe on so many fronts, but then no one gets in trouble. The fake Bin Laden raids, Cy Hirsch exposes it, the stock market rigged for insiders, everything rigged, the government funding Al-Qaeda, the scams, the TSA, whistleblowers, that it's all a fraud, they're making fun of everybody's genitals, ripping diapers off cancer patients. I mean, this is like we've let crazy people run things. This happens in history. How mad will we get before something changes? I mean, will it be Caligula marrying his horse, Nero, you know, dressing up like a vampire, eating kids on the White House lawn? I mean, how far is this going to go before it implodes?
You know, I don't know. And I'm wondering where the people are. How come they're not standing up and speaking out? And I just keep thinking, you know, and it, you know, people say to me, well, you know, we've been dumbed down. Yeah, fine, we've been dumbed down. But, you know, look what happened over there in World War II. I mean, the Germans weren't dumbed down. In the 1930s, they were at the height of Western civilization, culturally, philosophically.
Exactly. The greatest pinnacle of that time was Germany. You're right.
Yeah. So it's not a dumbing down process. It's something greater than that. And I don't know what it is, but I can see where this is going. You know, look what they did with this Olympics. I mean, here, you know what this is?
No.
It's a toothpaste bar.
Oh, yeah. It's a
you never saw one before?
Oh.
Yeah. Could you imagine they made that crap up? There's toothpaste bombs?
They're creating mentally illness, total mental illness, where everyone's scared of everything.
Exactly. And what they did is the Americans said, if you get on their planes going to Sochi, watch out for them toothpaste bombs. And all the major media repeated it. And you're talking about sick people? Only a psychotic person could make up something like a toothpaste bomb.
Well, statistically, it's more dangerous to drive to work, even if terror attacks are real. We stop being cowards. Americans never, oh, I'm going to give up all my rights because somebody might kill somebody sometime. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. But but to go back onto your question, they come out with the most ludicrous crap, and people believe it. Now, when they're going to go out with Campex missiles next, I mean, anything. They'll make it up. And the people keep buying it. So I don't know what's going on and why. And it goes back to the beginning of what we're talking about. Courage, dignity, and respect. And until people get, and it's the products that you sell. Everything that you have that you're offering to the people are going to help them physically, emotionally, and mentally. And those are the ways you have to build yourself. Because when you do, you see right through this stuff. Who could believe this? Who could believe what they're telling us? And it's one lie after
another. Well, it's like you said about Obama. We got that clip or 2 days ago with the French president, knowing the cameras were on him, saying, I can do whatever I want as president. You know, it's good to be king. He joins Mel Brooks. Here it is.
We're breaking protocol here.
Obviously, Gerald, the establishment wants to set the precedent where we have a unitary executive. What do you make of all the power grabbing we're seeing?
Well, you've heard me say this when the panic of 08 began. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. It's called fascism. And if anybody doesn't believe it, look at the way they treat us. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Ukraine later. But you know, all of these people complaining that, you know, they bug the phones over there. Look what they're doing to us. They're listening to everything that we're doing. They're watching us. I don't need some cat in a black robe with a bad attitude calling himself judge to interpret the Fourth Amendment for me.
How dare them bug the U.S. ambassador who's trying to overthrow their country? I mean, it's incredible. There's total spying. You're supposed to spy on foreign agents in your country. You're not supposed to spy on the general public. Go ahead.
No, and then when you read the comments coming from other people in the EU complaining about it, and they say things like, how dare that they spy on high-level diplomats? Yeah, you don't spy on them, just spy on us. We're just the stupid people.
Well, stay there. I want to go to Ukraine. What else do you want to cover when we come back? I'm going to give you the floor, Gerald Celente.
Oh, the economy, the economy. Yellen.
Yellen and other trends and where you see it going, and then some phone calls. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. FriendsResearch.com, FriendsJournal.com. Our sites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Waved feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
We've got it done.
The transmission's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm glad Gerald wants to get into financials. I want to do that first, then Ukraine, then a special report by Leanne McAdoo that I've been saving so Gerald can hear it and give us his take. Because it ties in everything he talks about, his philosophy that's absolute veritas, absolute renaissance. But this just broke at InfoWars.com right now and PrisonPlanet.com, our mirror backup site. J.P. Morgan executive becomes fifth banker to die in last 2 weeks. Now, by the way, that's top bankers. I was doing some math last week on this, searching. I found like 20 bankers in the EU, England, and the U.S. that are very mysteriously falling into the water, being found dead in parking lots, shooting themselves in the heads, jumping off high-rises. Some fear spate of deaths, linked to imminent financial crisis. This is very suspicious because these are all like super high level, but still comptrollers above the highest level. Looks to me like they're getting rid of where the bodies are buried ahead of something. And, of course, the criminal investigations of J.P. Morgan and the fines they and others have been paying, their chicken feed. Gerald, you've always got your ear to the ground. You're a big consultant to Washington chemical companies, you name it. I know you've been following this. How does this tie into everything? What does your nose tell you is going on here?
Well, when you look at the real numbers, you've had just in January, you had an outflow of probably about $12 billion out of the, or much more, out of the emerging markets. I mean, tens of, probably a trillion.
Yeah, that's what's happening in Turkey, all over the place.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in Kazakhstan yesterday, they just devalued the currency by 20%. And you don't have to be a trend forecaster or a mathematician or an economist to figure this
quantify
out.
Quantify that. There's a racist devalue worldwide.
Yeah, what happens is that all of the tape, all of the stimulus pushed a lot of hot money into these emerging markets. It's called a carry trade. You borrow it real cheap, you bring it to another place where you're going to get a lot more for it. It's as simple as that. Now, with the tapering, that money's flowing out. But when the money flowed in, it built the economies of places like Turkey, like Brazil, like South Africa. It kept pumping up all of India. So now, as the money flows out, what they're trying to do, because their currencies are crashing, is they're raising interest rates to protect their currency. Brilliant. Now, let me get this straight. Your economy's going down. It's getting worse. Your currency's being devalued. And to save that currency, now you're going to raise interest rates to make it even more expensive to borrow. Brilliant. That'll really help the economy go way down, because that's what's happening. So now, as I mentioned, they're either devaluing or raising their interest rates. The net result is the same. Recessions turn into depressions. Now, going back to the biggest story, we just saw the Dog and Pony Show yesterday on you can't call her Fed chairwoman. She doesn't like that. Fed chair Yellen at the House meeting.
That's good. Say it how she says to do it, or you're bad. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd call it an Italian faccia brutta, but we won't say that. We could call you that. But anyway, she went on. Let me set the scene. The markets are crashing a week and a half ago, all over the Dow, all over the world, the Asian markets, the DAX in Europe, all of them are going way, way down every day, every day, every day. Everyone's waiting for Friday. Now, this is a fact. Everyone was waiting for Friday to see what the job numbers would be. So the job numbers come out. The consensus on Wall Street, we're going to have 189,000 new jobs. And they got this guy over there, this shill that they're always quoting in all the newspapers everywhere, this Mark Zandi. He was up to 170,000. He comes in, the numbers come in, they're 113,000. The estimate on the street's 189,000. Zandi said when the December numbers came out at 74,000, and anybody could look it up. You could Google it up on CNBC back in December. Numbers come back. They're wrong. They're going to be readjusted. I pay no attention. They ask them, how much is the December number going to be pushed up? Oh, 200K. Okay, 200,000. So now, remember, going back to last Friday, now they readjust the December numbers. December numbers come out, they readjust them. It went from 74,000 to 75,000. Now, you look at the market, boom! When the numbers came out at 8:30, the expectations were for the market, the pre-market opening, to be down. The market opens up, and on the good news of lousy job numbers, the market pumps up. And follows through a little bit on Monday, and then Yellen comes out. yelling bloody murder, and she says that they're going to keep doing the tapering, but if things get bad, there'll be some quantitative easing. The markets shoot up more. On what? Not on the fundamentals, because here's the big lie, or I should say cover-up, that the Fed chair said. She makes a point of saying how great the drop, the number dropped from the high unemployment rate of over 10% down now to approaching 6.5. What she failed to acknowledge in all of this BS that no one called her out on was, hey, Miss Fed Chair, the reason the number went so low is because of all those people that what they do now in the USSA is once you're unemployed, once you're no longer getting benefits, once you can't find a job, you're not counted as unemployed anymore. That's why the number went down. So now, today, the markets are down, what, about 30 points as we're speaking, 36 points. There's nothing to drive the markets up. There's only pressure to drive them down. Now let's look at gold. Since the beginning of the year, gold has been steadily increasing all of the time, and now it's approaching the 1300 mark. Now, I want to make this clear. You made it real clear when you said the markets were rigged. And what I'm leading up to is that we know the Forex market is rigged. That's the market which trades currencies. I'm not making it up. It's a fact. At the point of, by the way, they're trading each day $5.3 trillion.
Well, look at LIBOR. It just goes on and on.
LIBOR now, here's some that guy, Jim Cramer, that's always on CNBC. This was reported on Yahoo yesterday. Here's the headline, so everyone knows that I'm not making it up. Jim Cramer, yes, the market is rigged. Yes, the market is rigged. There's no doubt about it. So when I say gold is going up and the market is rigged, it is not in the best interests of the central banks that are pumping out this cheap dough to see gold prices go up. At the same time, if you go to People's Daily yesterday out of China, the report is that gold consumption in China from 2012 to 2013 increased 41%. So the rig market, the paper market that the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Deutsche Bank bandits keep rigging, that's very different from the real gold.
And it shows the false reality. We talked about this years ago, how they use naked shorts, all of it. They won't give Germany their gold. They trade gold in the market they don't have. India, China, they're all buying at record levels. You can't buy physical gold for what they claim spot is. The mints are running out. And meanwhile, I get emails and see comments going, thought gold was a good investment. Well, I told people buy it at 270 and it went up to almost 2000 and, you know, at 1200, 1300, whatever. I haven't sold one gold coin I bought, one silver coin I bought, because I know it's all a fraud. And regardless, it's my emergency backup. But the issue is, it is rigged on every front. And when gold shot up, as you know, a few weeks ago, Gerald, suddenly the dollar started going down. But it's the seesaw, but it can't go on. It can't go on forever, and it's just so frustrating to watch him do this.
Again, this is Jim Cramer. This is a guy that's on CNBC, you know, weekdays, every night, and on their shows, saying that market is rigged.
Well, it's like people saying to you, Gerald, nothing ever collapsed, you were wrong, when by every real metric they're rigging all the jobless numbers, the unemployment numbers. We're in a depression in most sectors of the economy. It's worldwide. They got like 30, 40, 50% unemployment in areas of Europe. I mean, they're doing 100% taxes in France to pay the bills. The world is going over the edge. There's riots worldwide, food riots, inflation worldwide. And they're going, no, none of that's happening. There was no collapse. Well, we're just like collapsing down to different levels and different strata towards the bottom, but undoubtedly it's happening. And then people say, Alex, where's the martial law? Well, naked body scanners, checkpoints, NSA spying, arresting people that demonstrate, Obama saying he's above the law, he's good at killing people, no bid contracts, funding Al-Qaeda. I mean, we are in a fascist system by degree. And people keep saying, well, nobody's kicked my door down. No, they just made you go from 40 hours to 30 hours under Obamacare, and you're going bankrupt. I mean, they just don't get it that we're trying to hold back the takeover, and we've been somewhat successful, and we're here trying to hold the gate up, and they're going, there's no enemy behind that gate, as you know, arrows shoot over the parapet at us.
Again, you know, it's what we have right now, to me, is very reminiscent of prior to World War One. You have a lot of inept, incompetent sociopaths and psychopaths, whether they're in government or the military, that are leading the people to destruction over nothing. And, you know, going back to the jobs, here, Home Depot plans 80,000 new hirees. Amazon, 2,500 new workers. Okay, Home Depot, 80,000, right? Once upon a time in America, there were these things called hardware stores, and you could own one. You had one on your block, in your neighborhood, in your village, in your town. If you lived in a city, they were all over the place, owned by individuals. Now it's controlled by the multinational. 80,000 slavelandia jobs. Oh, wow.
But it's worse than that. As you know, they cut most people from 40 to 20 hours, not just 30. And then they went out and hired other people. So it's all part time like Walmart now, because they said we want to keep our workers at the level to get welfare to supplement their job here. Walmart's on record. So that's not 80,000 new jobs.
Right, exactly. And then you have Amazon. So all you young boys and girls out there that want to get a college degree, a BA or a BS, you could get one in packing and shipping, because those are the kind of jobs.
Except they're putting robots in now to replace them.
Now, this is from CNBC today. Just to show you how far out of touch everybody is. This is the headline. Luxury CEO. The poor should stop whining. Now, this is from Bud Koenheim, who is the head of Nicole Miller, which is a luxury fashion product. They sell luxury fashion shop. He said, we've got a country that the poverty level is wealth in 99% of the rest of the world. So we're talking about woe is me, woe is us, woe is this. The guy that's making, oh my God, he's making $35,000 a year. Why don't we try that out in India or some countries we can't even name? China, any place. The guy is wealthy. That's how out of touch they are.
Yeah, their new argument is, but the cost of living here is a lot more, 10, 20, 30 times what it is in Africa or India.
This is a guy.
No, no, that's a new thing. No, I saw an article last week in AP. The new rich make $4 a day. The new middle class, Gerald, in fact, that's my next piece. And I don't mean to do this. It's horrible, but I'm skipping the network break because I promised to go to calls. But I've got to play this for you because I want you to hear this Leanne McAdoo report from InfoWars Nightly News. And this aired last night, or actually, I guess on Tuesday night. No, it was on Monday night. And this is the new austerity at Whole Foods, at the magazines, everywhere. It's like, be a hobo, be poor, don't have a job, don't take a bath, live in a garbage can. You've got the Agenda 21 professor, that's his department at UT, the learned helplessness, artificial scarcity thing, saying we all need to learn to live in 200-square-foot apartments, so you can pay more in taxes to the political class. That's their plan, is make us so poor so they get more. Obama tells Africans you can't have air conditioning or a car ever, but he's, you know, got a fleet of jets. It's literally their plan to make us poor and controlled. And she went out to do a report on this. So you talk about raise the quality, demand more quality. No, this is about no. Lower quality is good, but only for us. Talk about a mind game. Here is her report. I want to get your take on it, Gerald, and phone calls.
Talk about trashing the American dream. A Texas professor is going to be living inside of a dumpster for the next year. Dr. Jeff Wilson moved into his new digs on Tuesday in an experiment designed to show students and the world that humans can live on a smaller scale and lessen our environmental footprint. Outfitting the tiny space is step one in this trash can challenge, and the goal is to design the dumpster to be as energy efficient as possible, with solar panels and an energy-producing toilet. Wilson jokes he's part of the 1%, saying his space is 1% the living space of the average American home, using just 1% the water,
see, that's
energy,
good.
And waste. Professor Dumpster, as he's lovingly referred to by his students, says the idea here is to ultimately show one can have a pretty good life in a dumpster. Oh, and the dumpster diving professor says that he's going to be transforming his trashy home into a capsule hotel by the end of the year. Much like the kind being called home in Japan, built for salarymen who missed the last train home, tiny capsule hotels are now the homes of last resort for Japan's unemployed. Looking more like a stack of washing machines, they're 6.5-foot by 5-foot rooms that contain a bed, a TV, and a pair of
coffins.
But it seems the professor is just preparing the community for the coming tiny apartments that cities are toying with as an answer to overcrowding and the need for affordable housing. Micro units, apartments of 500 square feet or less, might be Austin's next big building trend.
And that's because they restrict all the other buildings.
The only thing I'm seeing here is that for those of us who can't afford it, the answer is to just shove us into tiny little boxes like a can of sardines and then just culturally normalize it so we don't realize that we're actually being caged. Recent studies show that living in tiny spaces can actually be sizably hazardous to your health. According to Dal Kopek, Director of Design for Human Health at Boston Architectural College, the space-saving trend of tiny apartments can lead to increased claustrophobia, domestic abuse, and alcoholism. On top of that, researchers believe that children need bigger spaces to flourish. They say children raised in confined spaces can end up becoming withdrawn and have trouble studying and concentrating.
They just need video
games. Professor Wilson's dumpster has the stench of Agenda 21 all over it. That's the globalist plan for the 21st century.
It's not what is Agenda 21, it's almost what isn't. It is the blueprint. It is the action plan to inventory and control all land, all water, all plants, all minerals, all construction, all animals, all means of production, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. It is a completely comprehensive plan. It's global, and it's implemented locally.
This map, entitled The Simulated Reserve and Corridor System to Protect Biodiversity, illustrates how the UN's Agenda 21 plan would work in the United States. Under this takeover, all personal property rights would cease to exist. The majority of the map is red zoned, mandated for little to no human use. Yellow zones are buffer zones for highly regulated use. Only in the scant green areas is normal human use allowed. The tiny black dots are the dense megacities where transportation will be tightly controlled, freedom will be restricted, and people will be packed in like sardines living in tiny units no bigger than a jail cell. Wake up, America. Under Agenda 21, in the name of sustainability, we are building our own prisons for the greater good.
All right, that's Leanne McAdoo's excellent report. And again, in their own documents that we've covered here, it's not that it's affordable to have something small and lowering standards. It's they're going to raise taxes to where you only get like 5% of your money. Then you go to these big things owned by Bloomberg and others who's pushing it, and you pay $10,000 a month for a 200-square-foot coffin. I mean, this is diabolical. Gerald Celente, you talk about raising the quality. 50 years ago, McDonald's started putting signs up saying thank you, as if you were supposed to throw away your own trash. And then now everywhere's dirty. No one picks up the trash, not just McDonald's, anywhere. And it's about training us to be animals. Gerald Celente.
Well, that was a great report, and the message is really terrible. I love these guys, Professor. You know, get off your trip, Jack, Professor.
He's at Houston Telecom.
One of these guys that never works a day in his life and has a tenured professor.
But he has a bow tie, and he's going to tell us what to do, though. By the way, it turned out we went down and looked. He doesn't even live in it. It's all a big joke, and he admitted, I don't really stay there. So he's not even living in the dumpster to tell us how great it is. He goes and lives at his house.
Yeah, again, you know, these professors, you know, profess what? And again, they could be total jerks, which a lot of them are, because just to make this clear, if the education system was working in this country, particularly for what people are paying for it, you think we'd be in the problems that we are. So you get a clown like this guy, again, who's never worked a day in his life and only shoots his mouth off and tells everybody what to do, what to think, and to give them money so he could never get fired because he's protected.
Well, no, that's how you're going to get more money to pay his job and the $200,000 degree is to live in a coffin while he lives in a house.
Right. So, again, when you go back to what I just read, that story that broke on Bloomberg today about this guy from Nicole Miller saying that if you're making $35,000 a year, stop complaining. You could be living in China, and if you were making that kind of money, you'd be rich. What that this guy, you know, this guy should be brought up for some mental
illness. Oh, yeah. If you want prosperity, you're evil. It's so sexy to be poor, except for the elite are all in red carpets and private jets. Let's talk to Reese in Texas. He has a question for Gerald Celente. Reese, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air with the Trends Forecaster.
Yes, sir. I had a question about why our country pushes the petrodollar so much.
Well, because that keeps the dollar in charge, Gerald.
Yeah, that was a deal made by Kissinger back in the 70s when they took us off the gold standard. And that was the deal that was made. So that's why they do it with the petrodollar. That bailed out the United States.
And I had one more question for you. Is there a way to get rid of debt that someone basically ripped you off? Like, basically, I recently went to Full Sail Online, and they basically stole $8,000 from me to take core classes that were completely useless.
Yeah,
and they're now charging me 34.57% in interest.
Well, they're trying to pass laws to make you pay back student loans, but that's illegal under our Constitution. You can't have indentured servitude or debtor prisons, Gerald.
Well, we don't have any Constitution anymore. What are you talking about?
No, they brought back debtor prisons in Illinois.
It is a debtor's prison. I mean, when these kids are taking them 20 years to pay off their college.
America is a debtor's prison now.
That's what I mean. You know, so there's no Constitution anymore. And you know, I want to mention this, too, about the game being rigged. So I'm not making this up or you're not making it up. This is from the Wall Street Journal last Friday. Speed traders get an edge. So that shows you how these people buy information and they get like they're trading in nanoseconds to beat everybody else. And the language is very, very Orwellian. High frequency traders have been paying to get direct access to market moving news releases, a practice that can give firms the ability to trade fractions of a second ahead of less, here we go, fleet-footed investors. Less feet-footed investors means you suckers that think that you're getting into the game and playing it. Now, it even gets worse. That's Friday. Today, the article is traders with need for speed turn to laser beams. That's how ridiculous this is, trading in the markets. And then when you put the whole package together, who owns the companies? Well, Heinz. Well, they were bought out by Buffett and that Brazilian group. And then you keep going down the list. All the companies in America, the big ones, many of them, aren't owned by the people or the companies or the stockholders. They're owned by private equity groups. Hedge funds. It's a multinational takeover.
They use derivative garbage money to buy it all. Gerald, I want to come back in 5 more minutes. I know you got to go. 5 minutes of overdrive. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal. I want to show it on screen for TV viewers right now. A global wake-up call. 10 powerful transformational trends in 2014. I got one stock market question from Jeremy, and then I want to get into those trends quickly, some of the big trends. Stay with us. Infowars.com, TrendsJournal.com is his site. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Today.
The
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.